So here we are.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We are on top. Not just the top, but the top of the top
the top of
the Space
Needle. Whoa, wait.
So not the observation deck below us.
You're scaring me here.
We are as high as you can go right
See,
now.
See, I'm getting freaked out.
My legs are shaking.
Yeah,
dude.
Really?
I'm
okay.
I'm not a fan of heights. All right, just, from the Ferris wheel. I'm not a fan of
this. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, hold on really? Okay, yeah. All right, good. So, and why are we here at the Space Needle? Remind me.
Oh, because the top three teams, right?
That's right.
Get to come up here too.
That's right.
And be just as scared as we are. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, during the Imagine Cup World Finals this July, we're going to bring, actually all of our students are going to come to the Space Needle as part of a really awesome kind of scavenger hunt thing we're going to do. They'll all get to come to the observation deck and check out some cool stuff there we're going to hear about in just a minute. But our top three winning teams from Imagine Cup are going to come up here on this double secret amazing platform on the roof of the Space Needle, where you can take the best selfie in Seattle.
The best selfie.
Yeah, in fact, here we go. Okay, here
Ready?
We go. Yeah, all right, turn this around, and awesome.
We'll put that on the Facebook page of Imagine Cup.
Totally.
More work for you to do.
Finally, I'm looking for some. All right, and we've got a special guest today. Karen Olson, the Vice President of Marketing here at the Space Needle, is here as well. Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. And I understand there's going to be some really cool technology stuff going on in the observation deck this summer.
Yeah. We're really excited to help sponsor the Imagine Cup this year. And this year coincides with the launch of a lot of digital experiences. So Space Needle was built on innovation and what's possible. And this summer we're bringing in a lot of new tools to explore Seattle. So mobile apps that you can see through the wall, see through the ground, you can see the city in different ways.
Wow.
Digital walls, you can throw up your memories on the wall. Those cool selfies, you can see it right away. So we're really excited to see how people explore Seattle in new ways.
That is awesome. So
can you
tell
give us more information about the Space Needle?
I can.
When was this made?
It's very tall. And
that's all I know. That's
I like it already.
Yeah. So it's for the 1962 World's Fair. This was a centerpiece for the World's Fair. And it's unique because it's all based on innovation and what's possible. And so just 5 years prior, Oregon was having their centennial. And they were deciding what to do, and they did this big log jam and kind of a cabin feel, pioneer days. And it came to Seattle trying to bid for the World's Fair, and they said, you know, hey, let's do something totally different. And it was the age of space. We hadn't landed a person on the moon yet. Mm-hmm. And they talked about what's possible. Let's have, you know, the age of space, and let's create a space needle that just pops into the sky.
Nice.
And so it was imagine of possibilities, what's possible, collaboration.
Yeah.
And that's kind of put Seattle on the map. And today, if you look at, you know, technology, you know, biotechnology, mm-hmm. and all these innovative businesses that come from Seattle, it's that core essence of what made Seattle, Seattle.
That's fantastic. You know, my wife moved here in 1993, and her first job was a greeter at the restaurant here.
Oh, awesome.
At the Space Needle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like her very first job in Seattle, which is so fun to do. It's a great part of the history of the community.
And now look where you are, John.
I know,
on
exactly.
The Space
on the roof, finally. It's awesome.
So how tall is the Space Needle?
It is 605 feet tall.
Oh, geez.
It's tall.
Oh, geez.
Gold Nest has kind of a heights issue, a little bit of vertigo.
Yeah.
You know.
At the time it was built, it was the tallest building. It's not anymore,
yeah.
but it has the best view.
Yeah.
So it's a 360-degree perceived view of all the beauty around here.
Yeah.
You see three national parks in the same place, the Olympics, Cascades, Mount Rainier. And really, when tourists come, it's the first place they go. So it's basically where Seattle starts.
Totally. That's awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Karen.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys here this summer for World Finals, so keep plugging away, and you can make it to the very top of the Space Needle.